Baseball's almost too fun. You want people like ice cream, you get couldn't eat it every day.
Baseball.
College baseball.
Fly ball, center field. Tracking back is Jackson to the track, to the wall, looking up. He climbs the wall and he got it! Oh my! Isaiah Jackson, highway robbery, takes the home run away from John Vaughn's
wooden bats and rubber bats. By the way, it smells amazing here right now. It's ballpark food. I can smell the food. You don't like ballpark food? Broken nose. COVID nose John strikes again.
Yeah, maybe you're just smelling right. John. Maybe John smells nice today.
John, you smell like ballpark food, so you're making me hungry.
That is the name of my new cologne, ballpark food.
Ballpark food. Folks, today we're talking about a loser. And no, I don't mean we're talking about John.
Hey-o.
We're talking about a baseball team,
Dallas
John.
Dallas Cowboys.
No, this is wooden bats and rubber hats, not the team that makes Josh sad every January. Again, I'm not buying into the Cowboys this year. I want everyone to
see that. No, this is baseball.
My bad. I apologize. No, John, today I'm discussing the Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks.
Yes! Josh, I'm so happy.
I know Nick's been excited for this. I've been a bit too positive around these parts and in this segment lately. Look at Nebraska, I said one week. Have you heard the good news about Kentucky baseball, I said another week. And how about those Blue Jays? Where are the Blue Jays? There's no Blue Jays around here right now.
Well, that's because they're probably, you know, taking some BP underneath the stands.
But no more, John. Today we're talking about the Maryland Eastern Shore baseball team, a.k.a. the Atlanta Ocean, or the Chesapeake Bays, depending on which part of the state they are located. Either way, this program is off to a horrific start. Side note for you, John, it's April 23rd. Are we still allowed to say that this is a start?
No.
All right, also, then let's move on. Yes, Nick?
Continue. Go ahead. Continue.
All right,
sorry.
Thanks for the interruption, Nick. They dropped, John, this past weekend to 0-33 on the 2024 campaign. Even Jack Mitchell's garbage-ass softball team got a victory last night. This came after they got swept. Well, duh, they got swept by Coppin State. Things started well for them. Game one of the series, they only lost 8-7. But after that, they lost 14-6. Then they lost 7-1. How about this, John? On the year, the Chesapeake Bays, as they were, they've been outscored 371 runs to 129. That is an average of 11.2 to 3.9 runs a game. They're basically losing every game 11-4. That said, I want to give a shout out to one of the members of this team, the Maryland Eastern Shores, the Hawks, Taylor Bronson. He's hitting .382 on the year. He has an OPS of 1.087. And John, how about this? He scored 13 runs, which is 10% of the runs scored by the entire team over the course of the entire year. Again, they are 0-33. Good luck to the Chesapeake Bays tomorrow in their doubleheader versus Mount St. Mary's, because they're going to need it. And John, get the eggs, put it on the list. Maryland Eastern Shore will not make it to Omaha and the Men's College World Series because they suck baseball.
Wood bats and rubber hats.
I'm sorry for interrupting you, Josh. I was going to ask if horrific is even a good word to describe the start that this team has had.
Great question. Don't really think so, Nick. I probably should have used a worse word to describe that.
Like a disaster, whatever the bombs did to Japan.
Yeah, what was the mountain over in Italy back in the day? The volcano?
Vesuvius.
Yeah, that. That's what they have been this year.
They got Pompeii'd. It's the Pompeii of college baseball teams.
Jordan says, shocking that the person who says mayo has no flavor also can't smell baseball food. I think we're learning something about John today.
No. Normally I can, but today I think my nose is a little stuffed up.
Are you sick?
I think it's allergies.
I've been sitting next to you for...
I think it's allergies.
I got a race to run this weekend. I can't be getting sick now. You better not be getting me sick.
Well, first of all...
No post-show hug today, John. We're not doing it.
First of all, you should be burning up right now because it's 68 degrees, which we have found out.
I'm not running right now, John, you numbskull.
I thought you were going to call him a ninkin' poop.
I don't know. I was almost going to go with a different word, but I just got lost in the sauce there.
That's probably a good thing you
That team recovered. Sucks, man. Maryland Eastern Shore, they're garbage.
I'm so glad you talked about this team because it was just a little blurb. It was just
have
a little
you seen
blurb.
Them?
I haven't seen I mean, I read the story.
You love watching weird baseball games. Are you going to try to watch their game tomorrow now versus Mount St. whatever? Mount St. Helen?
I've looked into it. I have looked into it. I don't know if they have a way to video stream. If they do, then yes. If not, I'm going to have the StatCast open tomorrow.
Oh,
I have a
gosh.
Reminder in my phone.
Do you really?
Yes.
John, what have we done? What have we created? This is Frankenstein's
monster.
It's not
us. It's not us. It's his parents.
This
his
is
parents
Program's monster.
His parents created him.
Yeah, they do. Nick, I think you're right. I do see the live stats on their website.
There it is.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, moving on.
Away from this great topic.
Speaking of disasters.
Yeah.
The transfer situation at Colorado. The exodus of players continues. One of those players most recently.
Was it Shador?
No, it's not Shador.
Travis Hunter?
At this point, it's Sanders Family Blood. Are about the only players that seem to be left.
They're like the English bloodline now. That's what Colorado's
roster
is. They're
the Habsburgs.
Is. There you go.
Well, Cormani McClain is a former four-star cornerback who is looking for a new school. He recently did a Q&A in his YouTube. You know, the youths like their social media posts and their YouTube.
Oh, do they? Tell me more.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll let other people talk for me here in a little while.
All
but, he was... He was asked a question about his next step, and here is what he had to say about the program that he is leaving.
Yeah, you already know. No hard feelings. Some people just got to take a step back from things sometimes. Certain people, you know? Yeah, I feel like I just don't want to play for the Clips. I actually want to be involved with a great leading program that's going to develop players.
I feel like I just don't want to play for clicks.
Essentially quoting Dan Lanning last year when he had that in his pregame speech with the team ahead of their
Some
romp
people play
over the
for
Tigers.
Clicks.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Also, and this one actually might have an impact on Nebraska. We were talking earlier, you know, will Nebraska actually get someone out of the portal? We were talking quarterback, and we don't think that's going to happen.
Sadly.
But Dylan Edwards, who played some significant minutes last year for CU and was recruited by Nebraska out of high school, has now entered the transfer portal. He had 321 yards and a touchdown last year. A four-star recruit out of Derby, Kansas, was the number 11 running back in the country. Flipped his commit from K-State to Colorado due to his relationship with Deion Sanders. Now it appears as there is no longer a working relationship as he has entered the portal now as well.
Yikes. Things not going very well for the old Buffaloes. Do we need to make a trigger warning for Husker fans who don't like it when we make fun of them for all their foibles?
No, because, you know, those people are just soft anyway. And
Little snowflakes?
Yeah, just a little bit. Listen, I mean, it is what it is. You know, this is a program that has decided to eschew everything traditional about recruiting. And listen, I'm not saying that you have to always do things the same way as everybody else, but you know, the lack of effort that appears to be going on right now with this Colorado football program is amazing.
It's wild.
And just leaning so hard into the celebrity bit. And just expecting people to show up, hey, you know, if you want to reach out and transfer, DM me or DM my brother. If you want to be an offensive player, a defensive player, you know, don't worry about contacting my dad. Oh, and don't worry, but we're not going to come visit you either if we're recruiting out of high school. You know, there was something interesting in last week's rundown from Sean Callahan, but Colorado has less than five currently identified Power 5 prospects in the state. Less than five. Colorado is a state that is three times the size population-wise of Nebraska.
Yeah.
It's 6 million people. It has a major league city in Denver.
Yes.
And they have less than five identified Power 5 prospects. And now you might be saying, well, maybe they're just having a down year, which certainly
maybe
is possible.
Maybe they're just having a down year.
But one thing that Sean mentioned that hurts Colorado high school recruiting is the lack of activity the Buffaloes have. Because typically, if you've got quality prospects in your own backyard, those are some of the first offers that the home state school makes.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
If, for example, if Nebraska didn't offer many kids in the state of Nebraska, by proxy, a lot of other schools won't offer them either, because sometimes, you know, you anticipate that the home state school is going to go after the best prospects in your state. Period. End of story. But Colorado just not being very active on the high school front, and we remember this from last offseason, how Deion Sanders and the relationship with the Colorado high school community is virtually non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Colorado is not even making overtures to some of those players, it sometimes leaves some of those guys off the radar. Now, at some point, you know, if you're good enough and your tape is out there and everyone's got tape on everybody, you're going to be discovered. But it's just interesting to see that the numbers of high school players coming out of the state of Colorado may be down this year at the upper echelon, just simply because Colorado hasn't put in the effort to go out and offer these guys.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's an opportunity for other schools, certainly in the area, to go in and grab some of these guys.
It keeps those guys under the radar, yeah. And guess who likes to farm under the radar?
Yeah. Indeed.
Matt. Mm. Rule.
I have an idea for the trigger warning we can use for people. A segment called In the Buff, because we're exposing Colorado.
Nice, Nick.
For being frauds with recruiting.
And again, if we're wrong, blame Nick. If Nebraska loses, we will blame Nick for this. Just like we will blame him if our radio station is overrun by Swifties at any point in time.
Well, more on that later, but coming up next, we'll ask Steve Sipple if he's got a review of Taylor Swift's album, but we'll also talk about the spring game and other items coming up.
John, do you know where else we'll be talking about the spring game?
At Oscars.
We will indeed on Thursday. Happer Show will be there. We'll be there. And an entire roundtable with us three plus Gary and Nick from noon to one. Stop by and grab lunch with us.
That would be everybody that we know on our radio station.
That would be choo-choo indeed.
From 6 A to 6 B.
Yeah, so we hope to see you at our spring game roundtable at Oscars on Thursday. Should be a whole lot of fun.
The happy hour on a Tuesday, which means Stephen M. Sipple next on 1620 The Zone.